This man was on fire on the weekend, Brad Davidson. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you tip? The first four or five in Sydney?
Yeah, we got the first four, but it's always the case when that happens. You don't actually have a bet because they were the four races on the card. I was probably the least confident on, to be honest. So I was going into race five, not having a bet. I'm thinking this ain't going to work out well today. But luckily, the Grey Lion got up for us. Over a few of the listeners jumped on board there.
Oh, beautiful. Did you get a win in the Doomden Cup?
Look, in Edna One, I didn't have a bet in the race. Yeah. I must admit, it was a good event, and you know, a pretty open Group One this year, and it played out that way as well. Edna, she's had a tremendous preparation, winning the Queen of the Turf and now the Doom Cup, so she was able to get the verdict there. But a couple of below par performances from a couple of the other runners. But look, it was a good Doomben Cup. Like I said, very open this year, and there were plenty of chances, and Edna was able to get the job done.
Hey, Brad, Zoustol, $6 favourite for the Stratty coming up on the 8th of June. $26 in the market for the Everest. Do we have any interest from slot holders there, or is it dependent on the run in the Stratty? What are we looking at for Zoustol?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I guess it would be a little bit dependent on the run in the Stratty. But having said that, 1,400 metres, we know the Everest is 1,200, so he's already ticked that box well and truly. I suppose it's just all about how he continues to progress. I think that the next run will be determined for him midweek. So he's not 100% locked in for a Stradbroke at this stage, but he'd be pretty tempting to go there, wouldn't it? Being unbeaten, he was very impressive on the weekend, defeating Plaikstone quite comfortably. And he's just got this rare ability, this horse, to just sit up on speed and run time every time he goes around. He smashes the clock, basically. So outstanding horse, held back this winter by Tony Gollan off all these wet tracks. So he didn't want to run him on the wet tracks. He looked after him, and it could well pay dividends for the rest of the winter, and it'll be fascinating to see whether he's one that might jump out of the ground with a few of these sprinters, obviously, you know, being retired and the sprinting ranks open to some degree. He's definitely one that could keep progressing and find himself in an Everest come later this year.
Brad, what do you make of Scarlet Dream's performance in the Roses on the weekend? Started as favourite, finished seventh, and plans going forward?
Yeah, look, you could probably say she's a little bit disappointing. She peeled to the outside in the straight and was probably expected to let down a bit better than she did. But I think Doomben was always a little bit of a query with her, whether she'd get around Doomben. And look, Mark Newnham's come out yesterday and said there'll be no Queensland Oaks for Scarlet Dream. She'll just head to the Queensland Derby. Of course, the Queensland Oaks to be run at Doomben this year over 2,200 and the Derby over 2,400 at Eagle Farm. So I think that's the right move. The big, spacious track on a really good draining track. We know she's a real firm tracker. So I think with those things in mind, she's definitely worth another chance. And, looking forward to seeing whether she can win the Derby in a few weeks' time.
Desert Lord was probably the most impressive winner over the course of that race, Rose Hill Gardens. I think $26 chance now for the Stratty as well, Brad. And I think based on talking to the Hawksyard yesterday, they might have been a little surprised by the performance of Desert Lord.
He's always had the ability, this horse, but he's been his own worst enemy. But they gelded him last preparation, and well, they say a gelding can be the best operation and or the best gear change, and he's one that surely proves that. He's starting to put it together now. He runs some outstanding sectionals late there, and I think those who back deprived in the race are pretty fortunate the horse was scratched at the barriers, because I very much doubt he would have beaten Desert Lord. So you got your money back at least there. So very impressive. We'll see whether he heads that way to Queensland. But he looks to have come back very well. And he's just got to back that up now, produce another performance like that. And they're really cooking with gas.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Brad. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.